Zogt die Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Tes, Omed Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom, by the 2 dots. Mephis Odom im Bonov Ubnei Beisoi. The Mishnah said that a person is allowed to have a goyrel with his children, ala shulchon. You're allowed to have a goyrel on the shulchon, but not a large mona versus a small mona. What does that mean? Zogt die Gemara. First of all, Zogt die Gemara, im Bonov Ubnei Beisoi in. From here we can be dayik. It says Dafka in Bonov in Bnei Beisoi, not with a stranger. In Bonov in Bnei Beisoi in, you're allowed to make a girl. Im Acher Mashenkin with someone that's not Bnei Beisoi, Lohi. Fek the Gemara, what's the difference? My timer. Why Im Acher, if it's not Bnei Beisoi, can you not make a girl on Shabbos on the table? Zog the Gemara, Kidrav Yudom Ashmuel, the Omer Rav Yudom Ashmuel, Bnei Chabura, Hamakpidim Zel Zeh. If you have people that are part of a group, and they're makbin on one another, that every person gets exact same portion like the other one does. So when they lend one another, they lend to the T. And when they borrow to the T. And when they split to the T. So Mela on Shabbos, if they're going to make a girl, if they're going to split, so Oivrin Mishum Mida Umishum Mishkal Umishum Minyan. Meaning, since they're going to weigh everything to the T, they'll be Oivrin Mishum Mida Umishum Mishkal Umishum Minyan. They'll weigh it, they'll measure it, they'll count it, they'll say, I gave you last time 4 pieces, now you owe me another 3. Like this, we're equal, because the other time you gave me 7. Whatever the Cheshbon is, they'll be Medaktik Bemida Mishkal Minyan. So Mela, it's also to do this on Shabbos. And that's why Bnei Chabura, that are not Bnei Beisoi, and besides being over on these 3 things, they're also over umishum loivin uporim biyomtiv. We had before that loivin uporim biyomtiv. If you say beloshin halva, it's also because of gzeirah shem yichtov. Beloshin sheela, we said either because it's stam sheela is not lamed yoim, or stam sheela is not for an item that you use, but rather you return the same item. So mainly you're not going to come to write it. But she'enke not loshen alva is also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So these people, they'll end up being makbid and they'll end up saying halva when it's a halva, and they will be makbid and they'll end up this chash of shem yichtov. So it'll be over on the love and upoirin by Yom Tov. Zogt Rashi mishum love and upoirin the gozu b'rabon shem yichtov. Hamakpidim zogt Rashi she'en moichlin umuvatim zel zeh. Ukedivrei zogt the Gemara kuf memtesam beis ukedivrei hillel ukedivrei beis hillel or hillel af mishum ribis the osa oivan ribis we had a machlokes ribis hillel and the chachomim. Hillel says that saw besaw is osa. If I borrow a loaf of bread, we said in the Mishnah a woman cannot borrow a loaf of bread. Masis in the loike hillel because in the choil it would be mutter. According to Hillel, b'choil it's also to borrow a loaf of bread. Saw b'saw. If I borrow a saw of chitin, I can't return a saw of chitin. According to Hillel, because the price might fluctuate, and I'm returning to you something that was worth b'shas alva $3, and now it's worth $3.20. So it's a chashash of ribbis. According to Chom Yemoichel, but according to Hillel, even a small amount, there's a chashash of ribbis. So they'll be over the ben odom makpidim, since they're not moichel, they're over on ribbis also when they borrow a saw b'saw. And that's why the din that we're saying in the Mishnah is Dafke b'nei beisoi. Odom is meifis in b'nei beisoi al shulchan. But not in b'nei chabura makpidim. Stam people that are not b'nei beisoi, since they're makpid, the oivon, mida, mishkel, minyan, loven uporin, ribis according to Hillel. Zog di gomorra, ihochi, if that's the case, bonu v'b'nei beisoi, nami. So why takanat? Why are they? Why should there be a chash of ribbis and all these things by Bonav and Bnei Beisoi? Why shouldn't Bonav and Bnei Beisoi be the same chash? You can have siblings that are makpidim zel zeh, and the distribution is going to be b'mid of a mishkal dominion. Zok di Gemara, the reason why by Bonav and Beisoi the Mishnah says it's muta, Bonav and Bnei Beisoi are nitaima, kid Rav Yudo Omer Rav, the Omer Rav Yudo Omer Rav, muta lahalvois, Bonov b'nei beisoi b'ribis. Zok Rashi, what kind of bonov b'nei beisoi? The ones that are smuchim al shulchanoi. Since it's all really the fathers, they're allowed to be mechanech them and give them an allowance, but they have to give it back b'ribis. Why? To be mechanech them that ribis is noishech. Ribis bites. And stay away from ribis. So since we're talking about bonov b'nei beisoi, that are smuchim al shulchanoi, so if there's smuchim al shulchanoi, there is no real midah mishkel u'minyan. There is no halva b'ribis, because fakir, you're allowed to be malva b'ribis, because it's not really ribis, it's really owned by the father. It's just play, really, that he's giving them. It's really his. It's not really, they're not really borrowing. and it doesn't become theirs. It's all his. Everything is his. So Mela, the whole Midah of Mishkal Minyan, everything falls off by Bonav Ibn Ebay, so that is Samach HaShulchanoi. So that's the reason over here. Could Ravido Merav, the reason why Bonav Ibn Ebay said there is no Chash of Ribbis and Midah of Mishkal is because we talk about Samach HaShulchanoi, like Ravido Merav says, Mutal Lahalvez Bonav Ibn Ebay, so be Ribbis, Kedel Lahatim on Tam Ribbis. So, if that's the case, and that's Pshat in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to make a girl in Bnei Bonav Ibn Ebay Sal Shulchan, why does the Mishnah fear us? A large portion connected a small portion, why not? If it's Samach HaShulchanoi, why should it suddenly be also by Bnei Beisoi? Zog Demori Yochi, Monik Doyle connected Monik Tano. So why over there do we say that it's also? Zog Demori, Monik Doyle connected Monik Tano, Nami. Should also be Mutter. It should be Mutter because you want to be Mephis, you want to teach them Tam Ribbis, you want to show them that it's really all the fathers. So there's no problem, Bichlal. There's no Gezel, there's no nothing. What's the problem? So Rashi explains, what do you want to teach them? The mukminon time lekamon mishum kuvya, meaning mesachi bekuvya is you're not allowed to bet. Why? Because if you bet or if you have a girl, we hold that asmachta is loikanya. That means in essence, when I get into this bet, I'm expecting to win. So asmachta is loikanya. Asmachta kanya means I'm being soimach that I might lose. So I'm giving over my money as a loss. And if that I lose it, it's not gezel. But if you hold asmachta loy kanya, then I'm not being soimach, really, and expecting to win. So then mesachi bekuvya is also because it's als gezel. So over here by Bonov, so Bonov by Monik Dolik Negel Monik Tana, if we're saying the reason because of kuvya, so then if it's all Mishaloi, so why is it also? Why can't you show them the Is of Mesachi Bekuvya and realize what it means that one person gets big, one gets small, and show them it's all Shaloviv. So there's no real Gezel. So why is it Mitamal also? And to the Gemara, Yochi Monik Dolik Negel Monik Tana Nami, so Gemara Ein Chanami. You have to read the Mishnah as follows. As follows. Zog the Gemara. If it's allowed to even give Monik Doyle Kneger Monik Tana, and you're not choishes for the Issa of Mesach Bekuvya. Why? My time is, Dr. Gemara, Kid Rav Yudah Merav. Like we said before, La'atim on Tam Ribbis, if it's all Somach HaShulchanoi, it's Mutter. So we're also, you're allowed to give Monik Doyle Kneger Monik Tana, La'atim on Tam, the Issa of Mesach Bekuvya. No betting, no Goyrolois. All these things you should know for the future, stay away from. But it's mutter because you're being mechalik them. It's Samach HaShulchanoi. And both are mutter. And Ein Chanami regards in the Mishnah that Mephis Odom in Bonav Ibn Ebay Sal HaShulchan, both are mutter. Even Monik Dolik Negel Monik Tano. Why? Because the reason of Rav Yudah Merav, Latim on Tam Ribbis, it's Samach HaShulchanoi. You want to show them to stay away from Ribbis, you want to show them to stay away from Sach Bekuvya. And both are takamutter. Zok Di Gemara. And we make the diak indeed in Bonav Ibn Ebay Sayin. Only by them you're allowed to be made first, you're allowed to make this girl on Shabbos. However, in Acherim Loi, you're not allowed to make any girl with Acherim. My time of the reason is, Kid Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel that says that Bnei Chabur that are Makpidim Zel Zeh. So the Oiv Mishumidim Mishkul Minyan. So who are then? You're not allowed to make a girl with people that are not Bnei Beis that's Somcha Shulchanom because you Choshe, they'll be Oiva, Mida, Mishkul, Minyan, and Ribbis, and Mesach Bekuvya. And that's why it's Taka also, Monik Doyle, Monik Tana, if they're not Somcha Shulchanoi. Zog the Gemara, Monik Doyle, Kenegan, Monik Tana. Af b'choy l'acherim osa. Monik Doyle Kenegan Morgan Tana is because of Mesachi Bekuvya, you not only make a girl, a big portion and a small girl, that's also even in the weekday when it's not Bnei Beis Adal Shulchanam Asamich HaShulchanam. Why? My time is Shem Kuvya. The Issa of Mesachi Bekuvya. And that's also not the gate of Shabbos, that's because of Asmachta Loikanya. And that's why it's also Zog Drashi. Mishum Kuvya Zog Drashi, the Gezelu, the Asmachta Loikanya. You're relying on the fact that you're going to win. I'm getting involved and I'm agreeing to the girl, to the monoktan, because I'm expecting to win. I'm expecting to win the bigger portion. If you know I'm going to lose, so it's gezel. And that's why it's also even b'choil.
Now, Tosafot here says, my time is from Kuvya. That's because of
of Asmachta Lekanya, like Rashi brings. But Lemaisa Toys Sphere is Veles Hilchsa Hochi. The Halacha Lemaisa is Asmachta is Yes Kanya. And if it's Yes Kanya, then it should be Mutta in the Choyl. So Zaktais is Elak Idich Drav Yudit Kapskin Besan Edin, Ferg Zeburer, which over there, it's the reason why it's not also Asmachta, Loylam Asmachta is Kanya, but it's because of Ena Oiskin Bishubish Aloylam. That's why they apostle aid this. But the point is, it's not because Asmachta Kanya. So the truth is, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that even if you hold Asmachta Kanya, there's still a din of Gezamid Rabbonon. If Asmachta Loy Kanya, then it's Gezel Daraisa. Loy Kanya, you're taking my money. I never meant that you should take part of my money that I'm putting into the raffle. I expected to win the prize. So Melitz Asmachta is like Kanya, it's Gezel. But even if you hold Asmachta Kanya, midivreim, it's still Gezel Rabbonon. And that's why it will be also, even if you hold Asmachta is Kanya. And the reason of Ein Oisik B'Shubish Aloylem means that he doesn't have a job. This is his job. So that would be dependent if it's Taka something that he does B'Kviyas or not. That's the Idich of Yehuda, that Mesachi B'Kuvya is taka posel leedus because he's not noisik b'shuvah shel oylam, but leoylam according to Rishonim that say that even if it's asmachta kanya, it's not just because of ein noisik b'shuvah shel oylam why it should be us in the choil if he's taka not noisik b'shuvah shel oylam. Even if he is noisik b'shuvah shel oylam, it's also as gezel midivreim that we're saying there's an isad rabbanon of gezel. Even if it's kanya, even if I'm giving over my money, I'm expecting to lose it, but deep down there's still a gezel midrabbanon why it's also for the other person to keep his money. Now there's a big mevucha lahalocha, meaning the Rishonim discuss with Bnei Beisoy. So it seems in this Gemara, Bnei Beisoy, everything is mutter. It's mutter Goyrolus, it's mutter Monagdoli Minogitano, it's mutter Mesachi Bekuvya, Bnei Beisoy that is Somachal Shulchanam. So it should seem like everything is mutter. The Maisa, the Gemara in Bar Metzia says that you want to be melamed your children, mutter lahalvas Bnei Beisoy ribis, kidela timon. Tam ribbis, lemaisa, we say that it's also because of osel misrach. They might enjoy the tam ribbis of making money on interest. Yes, they feel the pain when they lose, but they realize what you can make. So mele, it's osel misrach. So it's machlok to showing him if lemaisa we hold like that lemaskona, if you're allowed to be melamed because of osel misrach or not. So the Ritva says that he differentiates that between the Mesachah B'Kuvya and Ribbis. Meaning, Legabe Ribbis, which is an Isidur Raisa, so we taka say that it's Osa L'Misrach, and L'Maisa, it's Osa because of Shasha B'Isidur Raisa. Masha Enkel, the Mesachah B'Kuvya, which we're saying now, Asmachta is Kanya, and it's only an Isidur Rabbonon, so by Isidur Rabbonon, we don't say Osa L'Misrach, and it's taka Mutter Mesachah B'Kuvya, with Bnei Beis HaSomach HaShulchanom, meaning to play dreidel, or whatever gorolas that you're having, lotteries, and they're giving money, but it's really somach al shulchanom, and there's no osel misrach by a if asmachta is kanya, which we hold, and it's only gezel midivreim. So on the drabonon, we don't say in osel misrach if it's somach al shulchanom. That's how it comes out, Dr. Ritva. Mashenkin by ribbis, by real ribbis, so that we don't say that do it because osel misrach. Just like Mesachah B'Kuvya, where it's Midivreyim, so then we say that there's no chashash of Osel Mizrach. Zogdim Ovaite Matilin Chaloshin ala Kochim. The Mishnah said, you're allowed to make Goyrolos on Kochim, on Yontif, but not on the Monos. Zogdim Gemara Matilin Chaloshin on the Kochim. Zogdim Gemara Mai Avaloy ala Monos. You're allowed to make Goyrolos on Kochim, but not on the Monos. What does that mean? Om Rav Yankov, Brei de Bas Yankov. Over here it says on the side, Brode Bas Yankov, Umishum Shoviv Loy Hoyo Hogun, Lefikach Loy Iskiroi. Can't cause Rashi Erevin Dafpei. The reason why it doesn't mention his father's name, but rather Brede Bas Yankov, is because his father wasn't Hogun. Back upon him, so Loyal Amonois, what is it, Pshat? Omreb Yankov, Brede Bas Yankov, Ava Loyal Amonois Shechoil. That means if the Monois, if the portions of Kochim are from Choyl, meaning from Erev Yontif, so Choyl B'Yontif, that's Takata Osa. Because you can't make Goyrolos only on the ones of Yontif itself. Mashenken Choyl, the ones from yesterday, Zogt Rashi, Shel Kochim, Shel Etmoil, that you're not allowed to do. Zogt Mal Pshita. Of course you're not allowed to use the ones from before Yontif. Kochim of Yontif, Adoichi Yontif, but not something that's Efshem Etmoil. So even a chonepesh efshem etmol. So why would it be mutted on the kachim shel etmol? You could have made the girl yesterday. Zokmo maritem, you might think holuv ksiv. It says about klai sol they compared to noishaya va'amcha k'merive koyen that the novis mechir klai sol that they like merive koyen, meaning that they're like they're balam achloikas like merive koyen. They hot tempered. So we see that Kahanim Abala Meriva. So you might think if the Bala Meriva, so afilu monis the chol nami, so maybe it should be matal gairolos even on monis of yesterday, because you don't want to have Meriva, you want them to be happy, and the gairolos of even of yesterday should be taken care of. So the Gemara, komashvulon that no, the Mishnah is saying that no, you're not a matal gairolos, even though you're going to prevent Meriva and everything should be clarified with the gairol, no. Monei shel etmol, we don't allow erev yontev dika karbonis to be done on yontev de goril. Mashenge shel yontev, only those are mutter. Now this is how Rashi learns the sugya, that we're talking about choil means monei shel kotshim shel etmol. So Rashi, choil shel kotshim shel etmol. That's what the Rabbi learns, that's what Rashi learns. Lemaisa the Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam, in yontev perek dalad, he learns that, not like the Rav, not like this Rashi, that Monish Achol means Chulin, not Kochim. But Ein Chanami Kochim Shel Etmol, being that it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to make a girl, even though it's from yesterday. So Yisrael is like a machloikas. If, do we say, according to Rashi, even if it's Kochim Shel Etmol, even though it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to make a girl. According to the Magen Mishnah, he learns that once it's Kochim and it's Shel Mitzvah, it's Mutal Olam, even though it's Shel Etmol, because it's Shel Mitzvah. But Rashi learns not like that. Rashi learns doesn't make a difference that it's a mitzvah. Only if it's kochim shel ayoyim. Now, this machloikus of kochim shel etmoil, that do we say it because it's a mitzvah, so it's mutter to make a goyrel, or do we say, no, it has to be kochim shel ayoyim, that doesn't mean that Rashi doesn't agree that something that is not a chalukah dik a goyrel, stama a goyrel, not where you're splitting, where it's shel mitzvah, that avadi shel mitzvah, Rashi would agree. Meaning, let's say you make a goyrel, who's going to say Kaddish? Or you make a girl, who's going to get Aliyah L'Torah? Just like we signed in the base of Mikdash, Gemara says in Yuma, they made Gairolas amongst the Kahanim, who is Shoichet, who is Zoyrik. So the Etzem Atolas Gairolas from Mitzvah is Mutter. Just a Mitzvah to be Mechalek, to split, on that we say, Kochim Shalet Moral, that Mitzvah is not going to make the cut, even though it's Shal Mitzvah. But Stama Mitzvah, Avada, he would agree. The place can want to say that we allowed to make a girl in shul who's going to dam for the omid, even though it's a girl, because girl shal mitzvah is mutter. Just kochim, which is mitzvah shal etmoil, that not. On that, the Magen Mishnah says no. If it's shal mitzvah, it's mutter. Shal choil doesn't mean choil, kochim of yesterday. It means chulin, meaning not kochim, not a mitzvah at all. Zog the Gemara weiter for Omer Rabbi Yankov, Brother Bas Yankov, the same Rabbi Yankov, Brother Bas Yankov said, whoever causes that because of him, a person is punished because of them. Meaning they daven that someone should be punished. Or they mekalel someone that someone should be punished. He doesn't enter b'mechitza of the Eibishter. Now, it doesn't mean stam if someone did something bad to a Talmud Chacham and the person is punished because of that, then a Talmud Chacham is now not nichnas b'mechitzosa ish kolosh baruch hu. It doesn't mean someone is nanish al yodoy. It's not his fault. The Gemara is soon going to say about Tzidkiyo, he was a tzaddik. And that can't be that he would be punished because someone else was punished because of him. Nebuchadnezzar was punished because of him. It wouldn't mean that he would be nanash. It means that either you're a mispalel or you're a mekalel, or even if it means that maybe to an extent you didn't daven that they shouldn't be punished, so maybe then it's your cause also. But stam, if you daven that they shouldn't be punished, then avada you would not be punished. Then avada you would be nichnas. Or even by stoma, without davening, you'd be nichnas. As long as you're not mispalad that they should be punished. Zogdimo, where do we know this yisoid from? That kol shechabera nena shal yodoy ein machnisen noizoy. Bemechitzose shal kosh bochu. Zogdimo, menolon ilayme mishum lichsiv. It says by Achov, by Yoyim Hashem, mi yefates Achov, v'yal v'yipol b'gomez giloid. Who's going to convince Achov to go fight this battle in Gomez Gilad? And over there he's going to come to his demise. He'll be killed over there. Who's going to, the Eibishter asked the Malachim. Each one said different eitzes. I'll convince him. The Ruach came out, the Spirit, I'll convince him. So the Eibishter asked him, how are you going to convince Achav to do this battle, that he's going to lose? He said, I will go out. Call Neviov. I'll say a lie in the ears of the Nevi'im, the Nevi'ah Sheker. V'yoymar tefate v'gamtuch al tzeva seikein. I'll say that he will be matzliach, and then they will advise him, his advisor, the Nevi'ah Sheker will tell him to go battle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted this Eitzah, and he said, go ahead, you'll be Matzliach. Tzei, go out, Vasekein. So the fact that he said Tzei, that means Achav was punished because of his Eitzah. So the Eibishter Tzei means that he's taka going to believe the Mechitza of the Eibishter. Zog demor v'amrinon, my Ruach, what's his Ruach, who's his Ruach? Om Rabbi Yechon is a Ruach Hashon voice. There was a voice Israeli that Achav killed him. He caused him to be killed. And his Neshama, his Ruach, came to the Eibishter. And he wanted to take revenge on Achav. Zog demor might say, what does the pasuk say? Tzei v'asekein, you'll be Matzliach and Tzei. Omar Rav, Tzei mimichitzosi. Yes, it's Chaver and Enesh al Yodoy, because the Maisa Achav is being punished because of you, your Eitzah. So the Maisa, at the end of the day, Tzei, you have to leave my Mechitza. So we see this Yisoid, Kol Shechaver and Enesh al Yodoy, Emach Nisino Yisoy. Zog demor, what's the raya from this story, from the Ruach? V'dilma hosom, ayinu taimo, d'chsiv, doy v'shkorim lo yikoin. The Eibishter doesn't want the Eibishkorim around him. And this was a Sheker. He went and he advised an Eitz of Sheker that he's going to tell the Nevi'im of Achav, that he will be Matzliach in the battle, which is Sheker. So that's why he went out of Mechitza. But not because Nerash al Yodoy. Zogmar Elam Hocha, we bring a Pasuk by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was Ma'anis, all the Melochim from Mishkav Zocha. Steht in Pasuk in Chavakuk, Sovato Koloin Mikovoid. You were satiated with embarrassment more than COVID. Stay gam atove ha'orel, and you will you stay gam atove ha'orel. The Gemara explains what took place. Zok the Gemara. So vata kolim mikovid zenevuchanetzar is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. That was this baze with the story that the Gemara is going to say that took place with his arla. Stay gam atove ha'orel, meaning you will drink this cup. Stay means this cup of embarrassment. And the person that caused you to be embarrassed. Zogmor zet Tzidkiyahu. The Gemara is going to say, he wanted to be Mishkav Zochin Tzidkiyahu, and the Eibishter made a nest, and he wasn't able to, and there was a whole bizoyin that took place with Nebuchadnezzar. So he was Nenash al Yodai, so to speak, through Tzidkiyahu. And on him we'll be referring to that same Chitzosi. Zok Demora, how could that be? Number one, Chare de Kulikob in Nebuchadnezzar. This pasuk is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Shtei Gamato is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, that he is going to be drink this cup of embarrassment. Not Tzidkiyo. So we don't see anywhere that someone who's Nenesh al Yodoy is Yotzim Chitzosi Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'oid Tzidkiyo Tzadika. It's Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik. So Bichlal was not negated to say that Nenesh al Yodoy would be going on Tzidkiyo. Even if he wanted to do an Averit Tzidkiyahu, and at the end of the day, he was Nenash, Nebuchadnezzar, and he was Nenash in the future also, why should Tzidkiyahu be punished? He was a tzaddik. Zogemora, my Havle Lemevadle, what should Tzidkiyahu have done? He wanted to be Ma'anisim, so he was Onus. What could he have done to protest? What could he have done? Zogemora, the Om Rabbi Dom Rav, Bishoshi Bikashoise Rosh, Alas is Lois Tzaddik, Kach, when the Rosh and Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do a Maisa of Mishkav Zocher to Tzidkiyahu. So the Gemara explains, later on we'll see that there was a bizoyin that took place to Nebuchadnezzar, and he couldn't do anything. But Akoponim, we see that there's no raya from here that kol shenenesh al yodoy ei machnisin b'michitzos shel kodesh baruch hu. Ela mehocha zok demor, there's a different pasuk we learn from in Mishlei state, gam anosh le tzadik loy toiv, that the punishment for the tzadik that causes someone else loy toiv, ein loy toiv elo ra. That means the tzadik is going to be punished where he causes someone else ra. Uksiv, ki loy keel chofetz resha oto loy yigur ra. Meaning, Tzadik ato Hashem, the Eibishter does not is kel chofetz resha ato leguchora. The Eibishter doesn't want a tzadik that caused someone else to be ra lo yogur b'migurcha. It's not going to be the ra is not going to be next to the Eibishter. So someone that chaver nerush al yodoy is called ra, and they're not machnesim lechimtzos shekodesh baruch hu. And that's the makor we see from here, from the pasuk that says lo yogur b'migurcha lo yogurcha ra, that the Eibishter doesn't want someone that caused someone else al yodoy to be punished to be ra. Zok the gemara may mashmat hay chaloshim lishne de purahu. We said in the Mishnah that matilin chaloshim ala kochim biyontev avaloy lamonos. That meaning the kochim of etmoil or like the Magen Mishnah learns, that the chulin, not kochim, not mitzvah, those you can't make garolos. Only on kochim you could. But chaloshim means a girl. So gemara, my mashma da chaloshim, lishan apuga, lishan apugim. I don't know the lishan of poor, poor, a girl. I don't know the lishan of girl. So gemara, dichsiv, shteit haposuk in Yeshaya, eich nofalto mishamayim, Halel ben Shachar, nigdato la'oretz, choylesh al goyim. Over there, the pasuk is talking about that the Mapol of Nebuchadnezzar, Eich nofalta mishamayim, he fell from mishamayim, meaning someone who instilled so much fear in all the nations of the world. He was choylesh al goyim. He was mapel goyolos al goyim, because he made a goyol who's going to be the lucky one or the unlucky one that he's going to force Mishkav Zachar with. Omer Rabbi Rav Huna, melamed shei matel pur. The choylesh al goyim means he made a pur, he made a goyol. Al gdoyle malchus, leida eze ben yoimoy shel Mishkav Zachar. Who's the ben yoimoy? Who is the person that's turned, which melech's turn it is, that is going to have to be over on Mishkav Zachar with him. Zogdi gemaruk, 7, it says, kol malche goyim, Kulam, meaning all the Malchi Goyim, they were all fearful of him. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shenochu Mimishkav Zachar. Meaning at the time of the Mapol of Nebuchadnezzar, so then they were Nochu Mimishkav Zachar. Till then, they were Shochvu Mimishkav Zachar. But after this Mapol, they were Nochu Mimishkav Zachar. Zok the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yom of Shalosh Rosh, the days of Nebuchadnezzar, Lenim Tzachok Befekol Bia, no one was smiling, everyone was fearful, everyone had this terrible Gzeira of Mishkav Zachar Shenemar, Nocha Shokta Kol Oretz, Potzcho Rino, meaning after his Mapola, then was Potzcho Rino, then suddenly everyone was smiled and they were Besimcha, Michlal Dad Ash, the Loyave Rino, until then there was no Rino, because they were all nervous and scared of Nebuchadnezzar. V'om Rabbi Tzachok Rabbi Yechanon, also Lamed Bebeis Shalosh Rosh, he not allowed to go visit and stand in the home of Nebuchadnezzar, Shenemar, because it says, Usiirim Yirak Dusham, Siirim are Shadim, Shadim are Merakit over there, as I stayed in Posuk, even after his demise. Zogt Rashi, Veloya Noshim, Uvishul Abriyos, Mistalkin Amazikin, Venimtsa Mavatak Zeres Amelech. If Briyos come, if people come, then the Mazikim are going to go away, and you're Mavatal what the Gzeres Amelech is, that Siirim are supposed to be there. The Mashal says that the Seirim will be Mazik us, so that's why we shouldn't go there. But the point is, Seirim and Mazikim, the Mazikim and the people don't go together. Either we'll go there and the Seirim will go away, or the Seirim will be Mazik us. But the point is that it's supposed to be Seirim Yirak Dusham, and a person shouldn't go there. Why? Because you're either going to chase away the Seirim, or don't go there because they'll be Mazik you. Zok the Gemara of Omer Avid Omer Rabbi Shoshe Bikshoyse Rosh Alasis Loise Tzadikach, when he picked Tzidkiyahu to do the mice of Ba'anisim Mishkav Zachar Nimshcha Olosei. Oh, here's the mice that the Gemara said before, the kolah and the bizoyin that took place to Nebuchadnezzar, and he was punished, and not because of Tzidkiyahu, because the Gemara is going to say Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik, so he's not going to be Nena Shal Yodoi. This was the attempt that the Gemara wanted to bring a right from here. But the Gemara came out of Maskona, he was a tzaddik. So it couldn't mean that Tzidkiyahu was like Nichlas, the Michitzosai, because of Nebuchadnezzar being punished. But what was the mice of the kol and the embarrassment of Nebuchadnezzar? Zok the Gemara b'shosh b'kshoy z'rosho, lasa is lasa tzaddikach, when he wanted to Mishka Zachar with Tzidkiyahu, nimshcha olosai, sholosh mei esame, his orla was stretched 300 ame. Zok the Gemara b'shosh b'kshoy z'rosho, lasa is lasa tzaddikach, and the whole party, people that were there, saw this embarrassment that took place in front of them. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Savata koloin mi kovoid. You were survey yourself from bizoyin more than the covered. Shtei gamato ve'orel. So drink this cup of embarrassment. And orel begamatria sholosh meis hava. Orel is gamatria, reish is 200, lamed and ayin is another 100, it's 300. So it's a remez that 300 amas. His arelus, his amma was stretched out. Now, sometimes 300 we find in Chazal is a guzma, but here the Gemara is bringing a gematria, so it seems like it's more than that's stomach guzma. It's meduktuk the gematria sholosh meis hava. Zok the Gemara vayte vom Rabbi Omer Rabbi Shoshi od oisir rosh ole gehenem when Nebuchadnezzar went down to gehenem rosh kol yode gehenem, all the inhabitants of gehenem started to fear and tremble. Omru, Shema Limshal Aleyam Uba, maybe he's coming to rule over us, even over here, without any pity? Or is he coming to be like one of us and to be nisyas in Yisuri Gehenim? Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Gam ato chuleiso komoinu eleno nimshalto. Meaning, on the one hand, it's a lashon of chuleiso komoinu, you'll be like one of us and you're here to suffer. Or nimshalto. Nimshalta, you're coming to be Moshal over us. They weren't sure. Zogmal Yotza Baskal Yomgo, Mimino Amto Gado, Vahoshkva Sagelim. Meaning, you thought that you will be ruling over everyone. Now I'm showing you that no, you have to be together with them in Gehenna and suffer. Zogdigomoga, Eich Shovas Noiges, Shovso Madhevo, Shteta Poskin Yeshaya. About the Mapol of Nebuchadnezzar. It says in the Pasuk, Eich Shovas Noiges Shovso Madhevo. Meaning, when Nebuchadnezzar died, so the Noiges, the person that inflicted so much fear and pain on people, it was this battle. Zogti Gemara, Omer Avid Omer Av, Shovso Umo Zu, She Omro, Davkufnu Numer Aleph, the Umo was Shovso that said Medoid, meaning, meaning the nation that was always being taxed by Nebuchadnezzar, so they were now let off, so to speak. So they were at ease. Meaning that it's referring to the Bnei Bavel that they said ma'oid ma'oid avei b'loy mido. Meaning there was so much money they were being taxed they didn't even have the measurements to pay up all these monies. Zok Gemara, the final Gemara to the Mishnah about Nebuchadnezzar. Zok Gemara, Urevu Yatira Husaftoli. The pasuk says in Daniel, Urevu Yatira Husaftoli. Om Rabbi Dom Rav Yemi Abba Belamet Sherochav Al Ari Zocher. Nebuchadnezzar rode a lion, a male lion, Bekosha Tanin, and he took a snake Beroishoy. And he tied a snake on the head of the lion. That he was shoylet even over the chayes asoda, sitting on a lion, having a snake as a rope around the head of the lion. That's showing being shoylet even on the chayes asoda. That was all in his lifetime. But his demise, he went legehenem l'shol tachtis. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on Daf Kufnun Omer Aleph on the top.